Snap by Belinda Bauer.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
There are two kinds of people in the world. Those who think it could never happen to them, and those who know it will. 20th of August, 1998. It was so hot in the car that the seats smelled as though they were melting. Jack was in shorts, and every time he moved his legs, they sounded like sellotape. The windows were down, but no air moved. Only small bugs whirred with a sound like dry paper. Overhead hung a single frayed cloud, while an invisible jet drew a chalky line across the bright blue sky. Sweat trickled down the back of Jack's neck, and he cracked open the door.
"Don't," said Joy. "Mum said stay."
"I am staying," he said, "just trying to get cool." It was a quiet afternoon, and there wasn't much traffic, but every time a car passed, the old Toyota shook a little. When a lorry passed, it shook a lot.
"Shut the door," said Joy.
Jack shut the door and made a tutting sound. Joy was a drama queen, 9 years old and always bursting into tears or song or laughter. She usually got her own way.
"How long now?" she whined.
Jack looked at his watch. He'd got it last birthday when he'd turned 11. He'd asked for a PlayStation.
20 minutes, he said.
That was a lie. It was nearly an hour since the car had...